Gold Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
At the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's family seeks shelter from the tornado in their cellar. The metaphorical tornado of any number of different crises might cause many of us to look into our root cellars for shelter. One crisis might come from the dependence of the U.S. food supply on oil. There are many ways to express the dependence. One common figure is that for every calorie we eat, it takes 10 calories of fossil fuel to raise the food, process it, and transport it to the store. Another is that agriculture itself is second only to transportation in U.S. energy use. Or how is this? Grocery stores keep around 3 days of food on their shelves, so the trucks gotta keep rolling in to keep us fed. In Vermont, we estimate that we import to the state about 95% of the food we eat. So a continuous supply of cheap oil is vital to both producing the food and moving it reliably from farm to grocery store. Remember when diesel and gasoline prices were so high earlier this year and trucking companies started to fold? If too many companies go under or just park their trucks for a while, it can cut off our food supplies. Having a root cellar in your home can give you some resilience. A root cellar can easily store months of potatoes, carrots, beets, rutabagas, apples, not to mention home-canned or store-bought cans of food. With a stocked root cellar, if the store shelves go bare, you may not have the same varied diet you do now, but you'll have plenty of food. Root cellars can provide resilience against other calamities as well. Blizzard or ice storm? Break out the potatoes. Hurricane leave you blacked out and the road blocked? Chow down some carrots and apples, plus some cans of beans, and get to work cleaning up the debris. How about a flu pandemic? Here in Vermont, our health department is warning us that the world is overdue for another pandemic. When it hits, people may be confined to their homes for weeks at a time. Another good reason to keep plenty of food on hand. Root cellars can be simple or elaborate. How simple they can be depends on your climate. The book Root Cellaring says that in cold places like Vermont, we can bury roots in an insulated hole, protected from rodents with wire mesh. Or we can bury some container, say an old refrigerator or a refrigerated truck, and store food in it. The important thing is to get the food cool, but not frozen. I'm only experienced with using a walled-off corner of the basement with ventilation to the outside. A fan and thermostat run the ventilation on cold fall nights to drop the temperature, and I store fruits and vegetables in there after the temperature has dropped towards just above freezing. For the sort of foods I keep there, I keep the humidity high by throwing a bucket of water on the concrete floor every day or two. If you have an unheated room in your house, you can keep many things there. Or find a corner underneath a cellar stair. Do you live in an apartment or otherwise have a place unsuitable for a root cellar? How about teaming up with a friend or family member who lives nearby and has a more suitable location? Or maybe there's a business nearby with an unused or underused basement that could be modified. Different foods require different temperatures and humidities for best storage. See the book Root Cellaring or other books on food storage for guidelines. Another reason to like root cellars is that, if you garden, they allow you to eat your own food over a longer part of the year. You can save money and get excellent quality food by growing your own, and then eat it even when the snow is on the ground and into the spring, when your garden is producing again. Root cellars aren't the only way to store food, of course. Dried food, like crackers or pasta or dried fruits, can be stored at room temperature. Canned food can be stored without a root cellar. Grains and beans store a long time in cool, dry places. Freezers are good for storing food, as long as the electricity grid holds out. In a blackout following a hurricane or an ice storm, you better eat up the frozen food quickly. Our food production and transportation systems are brittle, built on ready supplies of cheap oil. As we reach the end of the age of cheap oil, the food system is in peril. You can buffer yourself from shocks by storing food in a root cellar. And with a cellar full of roots, you'd be surprised at how many delicious ways you could find to cook carrots, rutabagas, and beets. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.